Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, what if leaving the haunted house doesn't make the haunting stop?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Why, thank you very much for listening. We appreciate it. Hey, remember, if you have a ghost story, we love to hear them. We love to talk about them. So you can leave us a voicemail. Call 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you want to be a premium subscriber, that's pretty easy to do. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories and you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. So do that if you want. And Kathy Gordon is with me today. How's it?
Well, I sure am. Hello.
You know, I was talking about this the other day that for some reason with Reddit, I get the paranormal, why it sends me like paranormal notifications on the thread. There's, I'm sure there's a zillion paranormal threads, but there's one I get notifications for. And then the other one is the Walmart employees, which I don't like. I got a notification the other night where this guy, I don't know if it was a guy or girl, actually, to tell you the truth, but they were really nervous because they were changing their job. And in their new job, they had to pick up cards. And they were like, yeah.
They had to pick up cards out in the parking lot.
And they were nervous about it. And it's like,
I don't blame them.
I don't. And I never really thought about the anxiety that would go with the first time you pick up the cards.
Know, and people are crazy ass drivers.
Oh, yeah. And then they
you're
really
trying
impatient.
To move a whole bunch of cards and then these nasty people. Oh, my God.
And I think that Walmart has that little thing that's motorized that helps you do it. A lot of the Walmarts have them. But I was like, of course. And then there's another person who wrote in that. They just started, and the team lead was wanting them to apply for a team lead job. And they're like, I've only been here for 3 days.
For 3 days. days.
But here's,
they must be quite the leader, you know. I mean, right? They must you really have potential. Present.
You have showed up every day this week. You need to be a team lead. So I really, I don't know why I'm more fascinated by this Walmart thread than I am by the paranormal thread. But there is a paranormal thread that I literally laughed out loud. And it says, it's short. Hi, everyone. Has anyone... I'll try it again. Hi, everyone. Has anyone had any strange crepe stories? Please share them. I'd be very interested in reading and discussing them. And I think they meant to say creepy, but they said crepe.
Crepe. Oh, that's
so
funny.
Like, one person commented, I have several crepe stories, both sweet and savory. More of a waffle person, though. And then another person said, I once bought a very delicious crepe, but then I ran out of money. That's okay. Nobody else commented.
Okay, now, I would have to get in there and comment and say, I actually have horror stories about crepes trying to make them and disasters.
Oh my God.
You know.
You could have shared that because this person wanted any strange crepe stories. And you could
well,
be like,
I have
them. You will never want to try making crepes after you read what I have.
Now, I will tell you that they don't call them crepes. In the Netherlands, they call them pancakes, but they're very similar to a crepe. And they are the most delicious things I've ever had in my entire life. Like, if that is a reason to go to Amsterdam, as far as I'm concerned, to eat the pancakes.
Well, that's not strange or creepy, but you could
share
that with that person.
That's not strange or creepy, but you could go there and stay in a weird haunted house, you know, at the red light district where, you know, an old prostitute haunts the place that's dead, you know.
But this person only wants strange crepe stories.
So. That would be creepy. That would be strange if you ate a crepe while you were being haunted.
Well, at first I'm like, man, they must have meant to have this in the crepe thread because the crepe thread has everything.
I suppose there are crepe threads.
I'm like, oh, I think they meant strange, creepy stories. So that made me laugh out loud.
I would have the nerve to ask on a Reddit thread for strange, creepy stories because God only knows what they're going to start telling you on that thing.
I just want to thank that person for not asking for that and asking for strange crepe stories because it made my day.
I love the responses, though.
Both sweet and savory.
More of a waffle person myself.
Oh my God, that made me laugh. Well, let's go to our first caller of the day.
Hi, my name is Angie, and I am calling to call in about my personal story regarding ghosts and the paranormal. My best friend gave me your information and said that I might be able to call in and share my story with you. She has been a witness to most of it and has been a witness and a willing, active participant, I guess, in some of the investigation and understanding, trying to get to the bottom of what's been following me. 9 years ago tomorrow, my mother died, tragically. And when she died, the night that she died, my life entirely changed. And stuff began happening. Things began moving. Items began disappearing. Medicines. And it started at our apartment where we were staying. And lights would flicker. The energy was definitely changed. We purchased a house in Battleground with the will or the estate of my mother. We purchased the house in May of 2007, and it was a beautiful ranch-style home in Battleground, Washington, on former Native land. I should also let you know that I am part Native myself. My grandfather was Cherokee Chief of Missouri, and so I do have Native blood in me. The night that we began moving our stuff in May was like no other. It was a relatively warm night. It was the summer. We stayed up until after midnight moving our stuff into the garage. My husband left for work the next morning, where he works as a truck driver. And I went out to have my morning coffee and cigarette like I normally did as my routine. And I went out to the garage and finished my conversation. I went to grab a box. When I opened the door, on the other side was greeting me was a black wolf-like dog. And I mean, it was the very most real thing I've ever experienced. I've never seen an animal like it. It had red, yellow eyes, and it had foam coming from its mouth and was naring its teeth at me. I honestly thought it was a live dog. I was on the phone with my husband. I asked him to look up and call animal control in the area, as well as call the neighbor across the street to see if anybody had lost their dog or if there was possibly a rabid dog in the neighborhood. And she came over to verify she didn't see anything. And I had jumped back inside and had shut the door at that time, waiting for their responses. And when I went back out to the garage, believing that that dog had left, I was greeted again and confronted by that thing. Everything in me, and it chilled my bones. It made my hair stand up. I was freaking out and panicking. After that experience, everything began changing. I began seeing shadow people, not just me, but my husband as well. We purchased a German Shepherd dog and for protection, and that dog began going ballistic. She would chase down things in the house, and she would guard them. She would stand guard for 45 minutes, barking and growling, absolutely refusing to let me go near the wall. Then I got really sick. And my husband got sick. And we've been scratched. We've moved several times. I can't even begin to go on and on and on about the endless counts. I started taking pictures 3 years ago to get a better understanding of what I saw. And I could not believe with my own eyes what I started capturing on footage. Last year, we purchased a security home system once we moved up to Longview in a brand new home. Or not a brand new home, but a new home to us. That security system had infrared heat vision. We didn't, you know, we weren't using it for that. We were using it for security purposes. And when we went to review the footage the next day, we couldn't believe what we saw and what we had captured. It was indescribable. Orbs, things moving, coming directly from the bedroom that I was staying in. So I've had friends come over at the Longview house who challenged the fact that there were spirits in my home. There was a woman there that was depressed, a young girl, and she was very depressed, and she would make the lights flicker and turn the lights on and off. And when my friend came over, he began making fun of her. He thought it was really funny. He's a bug guy. And after he got done spraying the place, he came inside to enjoy a barbecue hamburger with us. And he began challenging it. She let him know, basically by jumping him. And he became violently ill immediately and began violently throwing up and puking all over my house. It was at that point I knew that we had something that you shouldn't be challenging or you know, making fun of. A couple weeks after that, another friend came over who is a strong religious Christian, and she came over not believing in any of that stuff. And she sat at my table and questioned the woman again. She didn't believe it. And the woman began turning the lights on and off, just as I told her not to challenge it, because she was very real. At that moment, the lights began flickering, turning on and off, and my friend jumped up out of her seat, said a few curse words, and said she was never coming back to my place. That place was haunted. She knew it. I knew that it's not haunted. It's I'm being haunted. Everywhere I've moved, every home that I moved into, every place that I've gone to, something has happened to me or to my husband or the both of us. It's destroyed my life. It's destroyed my marriage. I've had two investigations. I've done my own conclusion and done my own investigating and caught my own evidence. And I've come to the conclusion that I am being haunted. And I don't like to use D words because I don't like giving something power. But I do believe, based on the evidence and the information that we have, that it is probably more negative and dark. And it's at a lower vibration, if you understand what that means.
And that is the end of the story. You know, I almost think she needs to maybe be in touch with her Native American side of her ancestry. And mm-hmm. I'm sure there are, and not necessarily that she has to talk to someone related to her, but I think if she went and talked to an elder or someone, that might help her a little bit, because what she's going through, I can't even imagine. And then to have people come in your house and question it, I never think that's good. Because by questioning it, you're kind of taunting it at the same time. By exactly. I don't believe you're real. How are you questioning something? It's pretty much the same as taunting.
Yeah.
And so I just wonder if maybe someone, what's the word I want, like tribe or nation she would belong to?
But she could do some research.
I think she needs to look into that side and see, because she does have Native American blood in her and she does feel like there's something there. And that weird dog thing that she saw at the beginning.
Yeah.
Which would, like, it freaked her out to the point she's like, call animal control. Like, this is a rabid big dog.
Oh, that would scare me to death. One of the things that she said when she first started, and it just was a quick throw in, was that her mother died, and that's when things really began to happen.
But at the end, she said, I think it's me. I think I'm haunted. It doesn't matter where I live. She didn't connect it back to her mom. So I was a little confused on that part.
Okay. And I'm wondering, like, I don't think it's her mother. I'm not saying that. But do you think her mother's passing opened up something and has allowed things to come through?
I think that sometimes with grief, you become more susceptible because your energy changes so much, because you're dark. You're suffering depression. You're going through all of these emotions. And that could be a state where something might see a vulnerability and an opportunity.
Yeah. And then you kind of become the conduit for it.
Yeah.
She said it seemed to start with her mother. I don't think this is your mother.
I don't either.
But I think you're onto something here with the grief and it changing her.
I would not let the bug guy in again. And her friend.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. Last thing you need is somebody puking all over your house because you.
Because
he was taunting.
Exactly. And then her friend who's religious, whatever.
Started cussing. That cracked me up.
That makes no sense. So that's why I think I might go a whole different route and, you know.
Yeah, why not?
And research that.
Have shamans. They have, people who specialize in this kind of thing.
And if she believes in any way it's connected to her Native American ancestry or bloodline, I think she needs to talk about it with somebody.
Why not talk? Yeah.
And I just think there could be a wealth of resources out there.
I do too.
I don't know. I just have a feeling that's just the way to go. So let's go to our next story about a nursing home. Said, I work nights in a nursing home. I've been doing it long enough that I've collected quite a few strange stories. Most nights are completely normal, just busy. And after you work in the same building for a while, you get very familiar with all the usual noises. You know which doors are loud, which residents are usually awake, what equipment sounds like when somebody's moving it. You can usually tell when something is out of the ordinary. There have been several things over the years that I really don't know what to make of it, so I thought I would send in a few of them. I still work there, so I'm sure I'll probably have more eventually. One night, another aide and I were walking back toward the nurse's station after helping a resident. It was pretty quiet. Most everybody was settled in for the night. As we were walking down the hall, we both heard what sounded like the medication cart coming up behind us. If you work in a nursing home, you know the sound. The carts are heavy, the wheels make a certain noise on the floor. There's always a little rattling going on inside. We didn't question it. We both moved over automatically because we thought the nurse was coming up behind us and needed to get through. After a few seconds, we realized nothing had passed us, and we turned around and nobody was there. We just stood there looking down the hall for a second, and then my coworker asked if I had heard the cart too, and I said yes. That's why I moved out of the way. We walked back to the nurse's station, and the med cart was sitting right where it had been the whole time. The nurse was there too, and she hadn't moved it. She basically laughed and told us, well, weird things happen on nights. That was probably the first time I realized some of the people who worked there longer than me had apparently gotten pretty used to that sort of thing. Another night, I was sitting at the nurse's station doing charting sometime around 3 a.m. One of the aides was down the hall and the other was somewhere on the opposite side of the building, so I was by myself. While I was sitting there, somebody said my name right behind me. It was close enough and clear enough that I answered before I even turned around. I thought one of the aides had walked up behind me and I just hadn't heard her, and I turned around. Nobody was there. I got up, looked around because I honestly thought somebody was playing a joke on me, but there wasn't anyone close enough to have done it. When one of the aides came back a few minutes later, I asked if she had been at the nurse's station, and she looked at me like I was crazy. That one bothered me more than hearing a random noise would have. There's something different about hearing your own name. I know what I heard, and I answered whoever said it because I was that sure somebody was standing behind me. The third one happened in a room that was empty at the time because the resident had gone to the hospital. I was doing rounds and noticed the television was on when I walked past. I went in, turned it off, didn't really think anything about it. Somebody could have left it on earlier. Later on, I passed the room again. The television was back on. I went in, shut it off, left again. The third time I walked past that room, the TV was on again. By then, I was starting to get irritated more than anything else. I remember standing in the doorway, looking at it, and thinking, I had already shut that thing off twice, and I wasn't doing it again. One of the other employees asked me later while the TV was on in an empty room, and I told her, well, apparently somebody wanted to watch it. I left it on until day shift came in. That one bothered me the most. The one that bothered me the most happened with one of our residents who had dementia. She was still able to talk with us and knew who we were most of the time, but she would get confused, especially at night. Every once in a while, she would also talk about people being in her room when there was nobody there. One night, she started calling out, so I went to check on her. She told me there was a man standing outside her doorway watching her. I looked out into the hallway. Nobody was there, so I told her she was okay and that nobody was standing outside her room. She kept insisting that she had seen him, but eventually she calmed down and I went back to work. Maybe a half an hour later, she started calling again and told me the man was back. I checked again. Nobody was there. At that point, I didn't think anything paranormal was happening. When you work with residents who have dementia, you see people get confused about all kinds of things, especially when they wake up in the middle of the night. Sometimes they think a family member is there or believe they need to go somewhere, so I assumed this was the same sort of thing. Later that night, I was walking down her hallway carrying some supplies when I glanced toward her room and I thought I saw somebody standing just outside her doorway. I didn't see a face or clothing or anything like that. It was very quick, but it looked like the shape of a person standing there near the wall. I turned my head. Nobody was there. I kept walking for a few steps because I was trying to figure out if I had caught another employee out of the corner of my eye, but there really wasn't anywhere they could have gone. Then the resident started calling out again. I went to her room, and the first thing she asked me was if I had seen him. I will admit that one got me. I didn't tell her that I thought I had seen something. I reassured her that she was safe and stayed in there with her for a while until she settled down. I'm not saying every person a resident sees is a ghost. There are plenty of reasons somebody in a nursing home might see or hear something that actually isn't there, especially late at night. But after that happened, I became a little less quick to assume I knew exactly what they were experiencing. Those are just four things that have happened to me personally. Other people I work with have stories too. And there are plenty of other nights where something happened that made us stop and look at each other for a second before going back to work. I think that's the funny thing about working nights in a place like this. You still have a job to do. Even when something strange happens, somebody needs medication, somebody needs help getting comfortable. Call light is going off down the hall. You can't spend the whole night trying to figure out whether the building is haunted. Thanks for reading this. Thanks for all the stories you guys share. I especially like hearing from other people who work in nursing homes and hospitals because I know I'm not the only night shift person who has seen some things they still think about afterward. Keep up the good work, Andrea. I think there are so many people working in hospitals and nursing homes that have the same stories. And we've heard them.
I agree. You know, what I think Andrea said something very profound in this, and that was that she's because of these things that have happened, she's a little less quick to pass judgment. And I think we could all take a lesson in that, you know, that we immediately jump to conclusions and go, oh, you know, it's she's got dementia. What could she possibly know?
I think it's the way you treat them too, rather than constantly, no, there's nobody there. No, there's nobody there. Just go, okay, I'm going to check on it. Don't worry about it. I've got this. Yeah.
Could somebody with dementia actually be seeing something?
Well, that's what's interesting because I get why Andrea would think she has dementia. I get that because she has dementia. And you can see things that aren't there and have strange experiences that, you know, to them are very real. But then the fact that Andrea, out of the corner of her eye, saw something.
Exactly.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, I just think that the idea that just because somebody is older or old, you know, and they're in a nursing home doesn't mean they can't see things. And I'm not convinced that as we get older, maybe that veil becomes a little thinner. And it's even more possible.
Oh, and especially, and at the end of life, I think people see things. You know, I think that would almost concern me more. Like, is something happening? Are people coming to help her? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, But I appreciate Andrea's big heart and caring and going in each time, talking to the woman, going to look into it.
Yeah.
You're safe.
And then another thing she brought up that I think is interesting too, because a lot of us have had this happen and it is jolting, is when you hear someone say your name and then you turn around to answer or to go, yeah, you know, or whatever, and nobody's there. And she said that one really bothered me. And I think it bothers us maybe a little bit more than other things because it's very personal. It's like, how do you know me?
Yeah.
You know my name? Like, what exactly is going on?
And you know, you would turn some, because it would be right behind you. You would turn around. They should be right there.
Yeah.
They don't have time to get away that quick.
But what is this spirit that is so being so personal with you?
The one that bugged me the most wasn't when I heard my name, but it was when I heard my dog's name. And that bothered me. Because I'm like, don't fuck with my dog. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, why are you saying my dog's name? And it was the same thing right behind me. Somebody whispered it, like right in my ear. And it was just regular night at home.
It's but it's very oddly super, it's personal.
Yeah.
Like, you know my name. So, you know, what do you want?
Well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us, please. You can call it in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can also write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, if you wouldn't mind, just hit subscribe. We would appreciate that very much. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's, but the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the strawberry watermelon refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. It's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're going to need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is Kevin.
This is Joe.
And Nick Jonas from Hey Jonas. This episode of Hey Jonas is brought to you by the all-new drink lineup at McDonald's.
I don't have to tell you that there are already so many great drink options at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. But the new drink lineup, I mean, it takes things to another level.
They've got delicious caffeinated refreshers like the Strawberry Watermelon Refresher, crafted sodas like the Sprite Berry Blast, and now the all-new Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer.
We're talking about a total game changer. It's made with Red Bull. That's mixed with blue raspberry flavor and topped with freeze-dried dragon fruit.
Wow.
McDonald's has given us a refreshing new boost for your day.
And the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer is arriving just as you're heading back to the dorms for the fall semester. It's got a boost of energy and a kick of flavor when you need it the most. You know, powering through those lectures and studying sessions, you're gonna need it. Kicking the afternoon slump or rallying for the weekend.
Try one of the many new drinks like the Red Bull Dragonberry Energizer, also available with Red Bull Zero, now at McDonald's.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.